Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage and use all the resources that are there, including our newsletter, which we'll email to you every Sunday, and our blog, which you can either come and get or we'll send it to you 5 days a week. We update the blog 5 days a week. And every part of our website, the articles and the archives, are updated. The archives are updated every Monday through Friday. The articles are updated at least once a week, if not more often. Lots of good stuff there. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I'm excited about having Rebecca Tan on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a vice president with the Regis Group, and she's here to talk to us about making sure that we know about all of the options that are out there to help you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially with regard to our offices. And as I said earlier, she's our new friend. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Rebecca. Now, one of the things you want to talk to my audience about are some of the options that are available out there in the marketplace from a lot of different companies. Your company is one of them, but a lot of different companies have the options out there for, I won't call them alternative offices, but alternatives to capitalizing your own office. I used to be a vice president you can rent. These would be office suites relationships that you can rent, right?
Absolutely. In fact, it's actually a very affordable and flexible office solution, whether it's a full-time office, a virtual office, or a meeting room where you can conduct your business, or just if you need a touchdown location if you're a traveling professional. So it's actually a very wide range of office solutions.
Well, and there's a whole network of these out there. Maybe even you guys, for all I know, maybe even you guys reciprocate with competitive organizations, for all I know. But, you know, Rebecca, almost 25 years ago, probably about 24 years ago, I actually was in an office suite, an executive suite type of a situation, where I rented just an office, and just an executive office. When I came in, there was a receptionist, and that person answered my phone, along with a number of other businesses in that little suite, in that group, on that floor. And I had a copier machine, I had a fax machine. They provided me with the phone system. When I needed another office, I was able to rent one more office. When we needed the conference room, we used that. By the hour, we could secure it, and it was a great way to get started in business without having to sign a long-term commitment lease.
You described our product perfectly. It truly is a ready-to-use office space that becomes a perfect solution for small business owners who need a professional space to expand or contract as their business warrants.
Well, and then later, probably 10 years later, a little less than 10 years later, I was in need again of what I'm calling an executive suite, and I was able to find one of those, and in that particular one, I knew people who only had the executive suites company answer their phone for them, and the only time they ever actually showed up was when they had a package delivered, when they needed to rent just the conference room, or if they needed a little cubicle just to go and make some calls on.
And you're describing what we call our virtual office space to a T. If businesses want to establish a powerful global presence, they want the prestigious address, but they don't want to even invest in a full-time office, they can actually just work with our virtual office product, which allows them access to any of our virtual offices across the globe. It allows small businesses to reach international customers. Phone calls are actually answered in the country's local language, messages, wow, faxes, mails. All that is forwarded to them, it looks like, and it truly is their full-time office space.
Well, and I'll tell you another story. The company that I did business with, where I actually domiciled my office until 1993, I guess it was. They still answer my phone when we're out of the office. They still provide me with voicemail, and if I want them to, they have a switch, a telephone switch, that will literally, if a call comes in and I tell them whom I'm expecting, they can literally switch that call to my cell phone wherever I am in the world, and the caller doesn't know I'm not sitting in my office.
That's exactly right. It's a perfect solution for small businesses who need that additional support without investing in the capital of actually hiring all that support.
Well, and the other thing, Rebecca, is whenever I'm buying presents for my wife and I don't want them to come to the office where she works also, I have her presents sent there. So that's another – see, that's a little thing that they probably don't put in their brochure, but I send those presents that way I can be a little sneakier, see, Rebecca.
That's perfect. In fact, the team members, especially with the Regis Group, are truly an extension of your team, and it's a seamless experience. So you've described it to a T.
Well, the ladies in the office will do that for me, but I have to show them what I bought. They won't pick it out of there unless I show them what I bought. Well, you know, one of the things that I have encouraged startup companies, home-based business owners to do is home-based is fine. I was home-based for a while myself. And in fact, I was a teleworker for a long time years ago. And then later on, I became home-based when I started my business, my small business again in 89. And home-based is great. But sometimes you do need other services. You don't need to bring customers to your home office as much. You need to bring them to a professional conference room. And so you can provide service, get services like this in conjunction with your home-based business, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, how many of us have done our business in a corner coffee shop or in a hotel lobby trying to really make that first impression when sometimes you just didn't realize that there's other alternatives like these executive-based solutions, the Regis Group profile, which offers business lounges that are very similar to a airline's business lounge. So it's a very professional environment.
The first time I took a client, when I had a consulting company, first time I took one of my clients who knew me well, who had been in my home before as a visitor, first time I took him to my office at home to work on a project, I remember he said, you know what, I got to tell you, this feels weird. this guy was a friend of mine, and it felt weird to him to come to do business in my home. And I knew right then I needed to make a change. Hey, Rebecca, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Rebecca Tan. She's vice president with the Regis Group. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. Welcome back, folks. It's good to have you here, as always. Rebecca Tan is with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rebecca is with the Regis Group. And they're the folks who, one of the folks in a pretty significant industry who provide what I call executive suites. And I'll tell you what, go ahead, Rebecca, and give us your version, the correct version of what the Regis Group is all about.
My pleasure. Regis Group is the world's largest provider of outsourced workplaces for companies of any size. Today, the network is about 750 business centers in 350 cities and 60 countries. So absolutely growing our presence across the globe. And we're really offering clients. We have over 100,000 clients today with a flexible, cost-effective workplace option. And that's ranging anywhere from the full-time offices, which we touched on earlier, to the virtual offices as well, to even business meeting rooms where people can conduct a boardroom, a training session, they can have a video conferencing session, or if they just really need a place to touch down, we have those types of business lounges where they can do that as well. So it truly is an end-to-end office solution, offering full range of whatever the business may need.
So a couple of things that I'm thinking about that small business owners could use would be expanding out of their home base a little bit and maybe having a little bit more of a business-like setting, a professional business-like setting, as an expansion or an option, not to move out of your home office, but to use it as an addition to your home office, or maybe you'd like to move out of your home office, as I did once, and you'd like to have a permanent place, but you don't want to rent 1,000 square feet. Maybe you only need 300 feet or something like that. You don't want to sign a 5-year lease. A lot of times, I don't know about yours, Rebecca. You can tell us in a minute, but a lot of times the offices are furnished. How are yours done?
Ours are 100% fully furnished and equipped, and you talked a little bit about the staff being on board there as well, and that's just one of the things that comes with the Regis Group office.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us the website, too, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. You can look for any of our locations, take a virtual tour, look at our office space at Regis.com, and that's R-E-G-U-S.com.
Regis.com. Another thing I would think would be pretty handy. A lot of times people will travel, especially, you know, small business owners. There are a lot of individuals out there, micropreneurs basically, who travel around the country and work with clients, and they'd like to feel that they've got some kind of a home when they get where they're going that's not dependent upon their clients. Maybe they'd like to have, sometimes they want neutral territory. They want to go discuss a business, maybe selling a business or something, and they want some kind of neutral territory, and they could go to a place like yours and just rent the conference room for a day.
Yes, even the most gadget-heavy warrior will truly long for a real desk, a full-size phone, office space with a receptionist, and that's something that we can provide even with privacy.
You know, 25 years ago or so when I first was part of my office suite, those guys were probably one of the pioneers, weren't they?
Yes, and they've come a long way just in creating that professional business environment and making sure that extends to the client.
How do you see the industry? Is it an expanding industry? Is this something that you think that it's going to be more and more people are going to be using?
We have seen the demand just from not only the mobile workforce being a growing trend, but also from the entrepreneurs and the startup businesses really truly leading the nation in terms of what people are turning to for the economy and how people around the globe are looking to run their business. The Regis is really trying to meet that demand by expanding our global network. We've had a tremendous amount of expansion both in the U.S. and across the seas, and we'll continue to be doing that for the next few years. So wherever your business travels takes you, wherever business takes you, you will find a Regis Group Center.
What about wireless? You know, that's a big deal right now, is to be able to plop down with my laptop and open it up and be able to get online wirelessly. Do you guys have I'm sure you guys have all your units are hotspots.
Yeah, we have our business lounges, which will allow you to come in and connect seamlessly. You can also make local phone calls. It'll allow you to conduct your business, have some coffee or tea while you're waiting with a client. It's a very just a comfortable, professional environment. And if you're working within our office space, it does come with fully loaded IT support. You're going to have just all the conveniences you need if you were working in a Fortune 500 office.
One of the things, what would you consider, what is the industry terminology for what you do? What terms do you use to identify exactly what you guys do?
Well, I think Regis has really defined its own niche, I would say, in terms of it providing outsourced workplaces, really extending beyond the executive suite or the office for lease space. We've taken it up a notch. We've really tried to make it an end-to-end offering. So whether it's a business center you're looking for, it's really the outsourced workplace solution that's allowing companies to establish an immediate presence, to look prestigious, and have the business wherever their business takes them.
Well, one thing, folks, if you go to Regis.com and you can find if there's one in the city near where you need to be, but also look for executive suites, Google executive suites, Google some of the other types of things, and put the city that you want to go in, and that'll help you find any of the organizations that may be available there. Maybe it'll be Regis, maybe it'll be one or more of some of the others. Rebecca, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Rebecca Tan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Regis Group. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Dan Danner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.